the halacha of Dukhan. The other part is the halachas of whole wheat, whole grain, whole rice grain. So let's try to do the sugi of Dukhan quickly now and see if we can still chaper Rabban. So the Rif, we learned yesterday Kol Shumechan Meishu Saminim Avarchan Lav Barei Minei Mezoynes. That's also, we have to learn, when we learn the Rosh, we'll also learn Pshat in Barei Minei Mezoynes and Pshat in Barei Nefoshes. That's very important. Once you learn that Rosh, so every time you say these brachas, you have a different kavana. So the ledidhu loim rechin alei bar minim zaynis v'hadatanya akais zachita tochen ava afa vishla. And then akais es esa oirez. We learned yesterday. Mivarech alav barei minei mezaynis v'levesayif brach achz mein shalish v'sol kalubi tiyuv tehilchach v'gabe yoyrez. When it comes to rice, kad mivashalei b'tchila, if you cook it, mivarech barei minei mezaynis v'levesayif barei nefoshayis rabbis kida teritzna lahomas nisam. Tani gabe oirez v'le b'seif enim avarech alav v'le klum. And that's how we explain this brisa that says after oirez yimbomik ebracha v'kaim alon the kol v'le b'seif v'le klum avarech bari nefashas rabbis. Whenever Chazal say no bracha, no bracha achreina, that means bari nefashas. Right? What's pshat? It says no bracha, no bracha, no bracha. Why is no bracha bar nefashes? Says the Rush explains two very important horas. One is there's a mitzvah de raisa to say birkas hamazon. There's a mitzvah de raisa according to many rishonim to say me ein sholish. Sometimes there's a mitzvah de rabbanon to say me ein sholish machlegs rishonim. But as far as we know, there's no mitzvah de rabbanon to make a bar nefashis. There is no mitzvah rabbanon to have a bracha achreina. Okay, that's what we're going to learn the Rashi, and we'll discuss that. But that's what the. So when the Gemara says v'loy klum means it was no chazdin rabbanon. However, we make a bar nefashis. So Tosfa says that's mitam minig yisrael. It's a minig yisrael that makes this bracha. Okay. Then the Rosh explains even deeper. The Rosh says, how is Bari Nefashas Rabbis different from every other Bracha Achreina? No, what does the Rosh say? Correct, okay. What else? No, what else? Every Bracha Achreina is recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us something. Hazonas Ha'olam Kulei B'tuvai. Right, and part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's being hazan, he fed me. What's Bari Nefashes Rabbis? Kadosh Baruch Hu created many, many lives. V'chesrei non al kol mashem arasa, and he created everybody with having needs and things that are not fully satisfied. So we are recognizing that Kadosh Baruch Hu created us to have needs. That's a far cry from Kadosh Baruch Hu providing us with the fulfillment of needs. Baruch Eilamin. So the Rosh says it's an altogether different bracha. Right? You have a steak. And what do you think? And then you turn to Rabban Shalom and say, Rabban Shalom, you created many, many people. And Rabban Shalom, you made people hungry sometimes. You made people exhausted sometimes. Sometimes you made people get dehydrated. Why don't you thank Yisroel for the drink? So the Rosh says it's a different kavana. It's a different kind of not. That's why it's you're not thanking the Rosh for the rice. You're thanking the Rabbonu Shel Olam for making us dependent on him. You thank the Rabbonu Shel Olam for always having a relationship with him. That we can't live without taking care of ourselves, right? So it's a different kind of bracha. So we'll be ma'ayin of that more, but that's one hour. Because of the other din of Rab and Shmuel. So if you have something which is roi v'ayiris, you'll make a borei mine v'zaynis. And then all right, that's how we pass. Then the Rif says, "Va'oi, who pass duchan b'tchila mevarach shahako, v'v'saiv bari nefashes rabbis." Then the Rif says, and when it comes to millet, pass duchan. I don't know if you have you ever had millet bread, millet cookies. Probably in Trader Joe's if I have those strange things over there. Okay, so probably you can find it over there. Pas duchan. V'tchila mevarach shahakel. Shahakel. We just said that Oiriz is a bari mine mezaynos. V'riyata demchuzah bein demavshi bekimcha bein lemavshi bekimcha mevarach lo bari mine is a different thing. So what happened to duchan? Our Gemara kept on saying, Oyrez v'duchan. Lafuki Oyrez v'duchan. So Ben Yain explains, V'apas sh'oysen me'kitnias. V'ine lo madnu. Further up. Upas duchan, says Rabbi Yaina, Shehakoil, and Barna Fashais. That's what the Rif said. Ze ain't a Miloshina Talmud, it's not part of the Gemara. The Ramal Fasi, cause of blame of Nisha Saver. She ain't din Iris Veduchan Shave, but that's obvious because we know that because one is Rafash and Barna Jonas. Almai, that means Vigamara, Rabbi Yechim and Nuri Yaimer, Iris Mindogan, Rafal Bish, and Allah Maisai. So the Rabbi Yaina says, that there are so many points in the sugya where Oyrez and Duchan go together, except for Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri. Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri said, Oyrez was the one that is a min dogon. When the Mishnah in Chala Perek Gimel that discusses Nigrar only mentions Oyrez, doesn't mention Duchan. So Rabbi Yechonah says that the Rif understood from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that only Oyrez has a koyach achimutz, right? And therefore it bumps up. But Duchan got left behind, says the Rabbeinu Yoina. V'af al pi she'en halacha kemoisei. Afilochi came into a royal Misha Saver, the Iris Mindogon, who were in a server, came with Duchon, who can yoitse boy, love Mandu Shainum Divan Shava. While the Iris Mavarch Hill of Bari Minimizainis, Villa Besaif Bari Nefashes Rabbis, while the Duchon Mavarch Shal Shako, because he learned from Yechim and Nuri. Vagoy Nechad Omar, Shafil while the Duchon Mavarch Bari Mizainis, came in Shain Alochi of Yechim and Nuri. The Omer Iris bin Dagon, Afilahi Amina, the Mavarach Alev Barre, mean name is Zaynes, the Neshu Mazin Kiduchan, Akishar Devar, Shanarain Shane Mazin. So the other says the Rabbi Yaina, but we don't pass Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. Why is the Rif invoking Rabbi Yechon ben Uri? The Sugya, the simple reading of our Sugya is Iris Viduchan at the same din, correct? Why does Rav and Shmuel say called the Isim Echamei Vinogon Lahoitzi Oyrez V'duchan? Okay? So Oyrez V'duchan, where we learned yesterday, our candidates didn't make it. Right? They didn't make it in. So Gemara says, okay, they didn't make it in. They didn't make it in to Amoitzi, but they made it into Amizoinois if they're a Masa Kedera or they're Ofa, right? Amol Ariz V'duchan Lai. And then invite Vila Fonda Pas Ariz Pas Duchan. However, Chilka Tirgis Seilas Riz Arsin V'Ariz. So we assumed that's Rav Yechon ben Uri. He limits Ariz. But we don't paskin that way. Ilemra Rav Yechon ben Uri Ariz ben Doganu should be Amoitzi Shalabachos El Rabbanani. A kaisa is achita, a kaisa is a oirez. We dropped duchan. So now the question is, did we really drop duchan or not? So the Rif says we dropped duchan, and the Rabbeinu says Goyin Echad said that we only Rav Yechon ben Uri distinguished between duchan and oirez, but after that we kept them together, and Goyin Echad said that we should keep them together. Why? Because, all the questions, because they are both mazen in the same way. Thank you very much. So we have them all together. Then it requires a bracha. Then it doesn't require bracha mein shalosh. Umi acher shezeh hadichoy loy ba elo lahamid divrei Rav Shmuel. And by Rav Shmuel we said it to be moitzi Iris v'duchan, so we should be learning Iris v'duchan being together. Halav mandu mi brayse zusha Iris v'duchan dinan shavim al shnei mevarach mitchilu v'rmes Iris kimoi al masa kedera shere brayses kiyush shnei mehudin nami lechosh dover shuv mozin v'derech leochel lemozin. So the Rabbeinu Yenna says that we don't pass in Be'echad Menuri. He held Erez was in a unique status. Chamesh is dog in one status, Erez and Duchen wasn't there. Okay? But he held that Erez actually rose the bar of Amoitzi, of Amatz, of Lechem, of Chala, Chodosh. We don't pass in Be'echad Menuri. We go back to Chamesh is dog. But we do paskin. Stoma the Gemara. Stoma the Gemara said, Rav and Shmuel said, on the Chameshis Minei Dagon, that you say a Bari Min Mizanis Lahaitzi, Ay Rez Beduchan. And we say, we don't pass like the Rav and Shmuel. What does that mean, you're passing like them? So that means we include Ay Rez Beduchan. He's saying, well, we for sure don't hold the Yechim and Nuri. And we for sure hold the stone of the Gemara that includes something beyond the Chameshis Minim. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, and there's one Braisa that spells out that Pas, Oiriz, Pas, Duchen are the same. So Lachaira, we should keep Duchen and Oiriz together. Why are we following? Why does the Rif say that we're going to follow Rabbi Yechon Uri that is a dismissed position? So that's the Machlaikas. The machloikis between the Rosh and the Rif is heyais that we reject Rav Yechon ben Uri, are we at least going to follow the Shita and say that Erez is in a class of its own. So who makes more sense? The Rosh or the Rif? Who's easier to understand? The Rabbeinu Yonah defending the Rif, or the Rabbeinu Yonah defending the Goyin Echad? Okay. Who's that? Who together?
Or is he talking together?
That's the Goyin Echad.
Yeah.
A bit in the same court as Avraham and Yossi. Okay.
I disagree.
Go ahead.
I think it makes sense to say that Uri is on his class on its own, especially looking at the Mishnah Chala, where Mishnah Chala only speaks stuff.
Thank you very much. I made it with you well because I spilled some more after you left.
Okay.
No. It's great. I knew exactly how much you would bring, and I spilled accordingly. It's a real Rav and Talmud are in sync with each other. Good.
Good.
Good, Menachem. Go ahead.
I understand. I think it makes sense to hold like the riff that maybe you could say that Ores is different than Duhan because the Mishnah Chala only speaks about Ores. Right. So Ores does have some capability that it seems that Duhan doesn't have.
So Lachori, the verse like this that the things go along with what you said. If you understand the way we explained yesterday, that there is something called a koyach achimutz. That's not an English word for it. A leavening.
Power to become.
It's probably a word in English that I'm not isn't aware of, which that has to do with that. Tell me along those lines, okay? But there is a koyach achimutz, which the chameishes mina dagan have in steroids. They have the real koyach achimutz. They get al moitzi, right? And then there are things which have a lower koyach achimutz, like potato flour with lots and lots of egg whites. All right, so that's not enough of a koyach achimutz for halacha to say it gets a hamoitzi or bein mizonis, right? And then apparently the stomach of the Gemara said that Erez V'Duchan are in the same zone. But Rabbi Yechon and Nuri said, not in the same zone. Erez has a greater koyach achimutz than Duchan. So then what the Rif is saying is that we don't pass like this Rav and Shmuel. And we don't pass the Rabbi Yechon and Nuri. So we now have a situation, we have Duchan. Duchan, as Menachem pointed out, it would seem that the Stam Mishnayis does put Erez in a different position than Duchan. So the Stam Mishnayis, so you have the Stam of Gemara seems to say that Erez and Duchan are in a similar level of Koyach Achimutz. You have Rabbi Yechem, who say that absolutely not. You have a Stam of the Mishnah in Chala, which says Erez and Duchan are significantly different than Koyach Achimutz. So now Rabbi Yechon of Nuri is explained to us a mitzias, right? There's the machlokes tanon that we explained yesterday. Everybody's masking that Oyrez has a certain kachimutz because it's the only one about which we say nigra. So Rabbi Yechon of Nuri is telling us a mitzias. So what the Rif is saying is that everybody holds that there's this range of kachimutz. Rabbi Yechon and Nuri said that Erez is on the other side. So all we're saying is, as Menachem said, all the Rif is saying is that it's reasonable to say that even though there is a Braisa that has passed Duchan and passed Erez, but there's a Mishnah that has Erez in a standalone. What does Rabbi Yonah push back on? Rabbi Yonah introduces a new idea. What's the new idea he introduces? That we didn't see till this Rabbeinu Yoina, who had dinami the whole dormish mozain, the derech la ochloi le mozain. He's saying, this is a different word. He's saying, it's not the koyach achimutz alone, but it, boire mini mezainais, is for items that are significantly nourishing. they are, and it's normal to eat them as a nourishing item. They're normal to eat them when you're hungry, when you want to fill yourself. So the Rosh said that the determining factor of borei minei mezaynos is not the kayach hachimutz. It has to have a certain kayach hachimutz, but it has to have the quality of making people feel full, right? So there he said, duchen is the same quality. So that's the machlokes between. Once we explain the Gemara the way we explained it, and once we understood the Gemara the way the Rishalmi explained it yesterday, and then we saw that that's the way the Chasam Sofer is making the sugya. So then we can well understand what the Rif is saying. The Rif is saying, I know Lagabe Oirez less mandapolog, it has a high level koich hachimus. I know I have to be marbe something because we're rejecting Rav and Shmuel. So I'm going to be marbe Oirez because it is unequivocally has a koich hachimus. So we'll bump it up to Borei Minei Mezaynos. But Duchan, hard to figure out. Either there's a Braisa that says Duchan, there's a Stam in the Gemara that says Duchan, there's a Mishnah Mefereshit that drops Duchan. Okay. And the Rosh says it doesn't make sense to follow Rabbi Yechon and Nuri once he's rejected. The Rif says that it was a Machloikis, not in Mitzias. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Everybody understood there was a certain Kayach HaChimutz. The Kayach HaChimutz came expressed in Nigrar. There was a Machloikis whether that is enough, similar enough to the Chamesh didn't include them. But it wasn't a machloikis in Halacha. They both accepted the Mitzias. They disagreed into what is a significant Koyach HaChimutz. And now I have Mekoris that Duchan doesn't have the same Koyach HaChimutz as Oirez. So I'm not sure if the Rif would say this, but you could argue, I for sure have to include something other than Chamesh Zminin, because we rejected Rav. So Oirez is Zichr going to be a Bar Midonis. Once I go beyond Oirez, Sofek, should it be a Bar Midoma, a Bar Midonis, a Shaakom, so then I take the Bracha Kloli, not the Bracha Prati. It could be that's what he says, not spelled out. But the Rosh says that Borei, that since the text of Borei Mine Mezoinos means things, it didn't say Borei Mine Pas, didn't say Borei Mine Chimutz, Borei Mine Lechem, it said Borei Mine Mezoinos. If it had said Borei Mine Lechem, okay, you have a good point, maybe Duchen is not Lechem. Borei Mine Machmitzim. Okay, so maybe Duchen is not a machmitz enough. But they said Borei Mine Mezoinos, it's a new word. So Mezoinos means mazen. Hazon es ha'olam kol b'tuva, he feeds us. So from a feeding perspective, if you were making up a menu, if you were sitting with the caterer and trying to figure out how you're going to feed your guests, Duchen, Erez, Pas Duchen, Pas Erez, it's all the same. All the same kind of mazen. And he said, Plutso, even Pinchy, right? There are other things also. Once Chazal gave that which gets a new bracha, that which came on the Shtan is Ishtanali Melusa, that's Chimutz. That's Ishtanali Melusa. That you can discuss, well, because it's a Koyach HaTomon, or it's something that's called Lechem, or it has the halachas of Chal, whatever it is. But then Chazal said, but the bracha we're going to make is not Baruch Atah Hashem, Borei Machmitzim. It's going to be Borei Minei Mezoinos. So then they took the broader view. They took things which don't have, for carrot. If I was the Rosh, I would say, that's why they said Borei Minei Mezoinos, because they didn't want Duchen to be a Suffolk bracha. They wanted to know Duchen was included. If I say Borei Minei Machmitzim, Borei Lechem, Borei Pas, then I can only add on one more machmitz. But they said Birmingham Zionists. And Duchan, Paz Duchan, is amazing. We, L'chaira, because of the Chasam Sefer, we would not add on anything more than Eiriz V'Duchan for Minim Mezanis. However, we will discuss when we learn the Bracha Minim Mezanis that the Chayonim says that that Barim Minim Mezanis should be the Bracha Klalis, because every food is amazing. So along the lines of the Rabbeinu Yoina. Okay? So L'chaira, that's how we understand the Machlokes of here, whether Bari Mine Mizainais is limited to the Kaychais HaMachmitzim, or whether Bari Mine Mizainais is an expanded bracha to include that which is Machmitz, but that which is also Mazen, and therefore it doesn't have the same Kaychachimus as Eiriz, but has a certain Kaychachimus. Okay? And then the next step would be how far and wide we take the Lashon of Mine Mizainais. At another time, we'll come back to this. Let's take a moment out to